Everybody is surprised, but it's pleasantly nice weather because the sun's out. And as Fiona, one of the other girls who's been here a long time, says, says it's a roast. It's roasting. It's roasting because what is it? 12 degrees? 10? 8?
About 8.
8. It's 8. 8 degrees Celsius and it's roasting, which translates to about 47 or 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, but getting back, I was just viewing in some of the comments from this morning when I was talking about how do people get on the Hall of Shame and how, and I just wanted to make sure that my representation was accurate, and it is accurate, all to 12 or 14 minutes of it. But I want to emphasize again, while some people have chosen to use the methodology that I've taught for 20 years and I've practiced for 40 years for not doing good, the vast majority, you know, 98% or 99% of the people have used it for good. But there are some that haven't, and I can't be, as I've told the people here in the seminar, I can't be in every meeting. I can't see every email. I can't see every tweet, every Facebook, and God knows what else, every LinkedIn. So I can't be there. I can't be monitoring. But we have ascertained at a bare minimum, we have touched more than 250,000 people. Minimum, bare minimum. Probably closer to over 1 million. But more or less the statistics that we've been able to keep is on the 240,000 to 250,000 level over 20 years, which isn't really that many a year when you think about it. And we've had some great successes. And in the next newsletter or two, we're going to write about some of the people, after I get their permission. I don't think anybody, maybe one or two people on the Hall of Fame would complain that if I use their name. But the ones that I can't use their name aren't up there. Because somebody taking pictures with their phone and then Googling and figure out who they are. But the vast majority of the people don't have a problem with me talking about them. And they have been successful. Now that's not just so you understand. That doesn't mean that if you know, recognize their name, for you to go bother them, and link fuck them, but because they may or may not want to be helpful to you. Some of the people up there have been helpful to people for 10, 20 years. Fidel is one, but some of them might not. So that's part of the reason I don't show the Hall of Fame. Although their pictures are up there. And the more I talk, the more people I think of. And so by the next seminar in March, that wall will probably be completely full from top of the ceiling to the bottom of the floor. Because I can't remember everybody's name as we go through this. Are there any questions or anything that we've covered so far? Tomorrow's the last day. Tomorrow's graduation. We go through the ceremony. It's a black tie dinner where the guys wearing kilts, it's a lot of fun. We take a lot of pictures, etc. And today we're talking about working capital and building your action plan, so you get out there and use what you've learned to fund your deal, either from an internal point of view. Or external point of view, and the model is really designed for external growth, meaning through acquisitions. We talked briefly before lunch how you can do hostile takeovers, you can buy people's companies that don't necessarily want to sell by buying the debt, or as the Germans here would say that in the Dutch, debt from the bank. So that is possible, and we use the example that I've used the last couple of years. It says Carl trumps Donald. That means Carl took advantage of Mr. Trump, which is very difficult to do because Trump's not a fool. He's a very bright guy. But he bought debt that Donald Trump had on some casinos, and he took over some assets that Mr. Trump didn't necessarily want to let go of. So it is possible. And I've been saying that for a long, long time, and I've had many, many people sit, not necessarily in this seminar room, because it's only the last, you know, 10 years or 8 years has the seminar been in this room. It used to be in the castle. But you can buy stuff away from people if they don't want to sell it. It's that simple. And just the bottom line of the whole conversation we had for 45, 50 minutes is, well, then every loan agreement ever made in any country, any place, any time, there is a call on demand. In other words, the bank can call the loan whenever the hell they feel like it. So if you parked your hair on the wrong side one day, or the banker, you know, not necessarily you have to be in default for them to call the loan, but normally they don't call the loans. And even when you're in default, they give you another opportunity because they want to work with you. Because the last thing a bank wants is your business. The last thing. Unless there's somebody like me or Carl Icahn that wants the business, then there's a transaction, there's a two-way transaction, because the bank is pissed off at you because you're not servicing the loan, perhaps, or you've been a hard credit, a bad credit, you're late in your payments, or whatever the reason, and then they'll do a deal. But it's not an indiscriminate thing where they take advantage of you. I'm sure that that transaction that I just alluded to was many months, if not many years, in the making. And I don't know if they've kissing made up, but in years gone by, Mr. Icahn and Mr. Trump were not in love with one another. They were not swapping bodily fluids. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe they're friends now. But certainly when that happened, they weren't friends. And one of the things that I've flat-ass said, that the big successful guys and gals out there on this planet play hardball. They're rough and tough. And, you know, and in the first day I talked about the traits of the high-performance person, and it's not the 7 habits, and Covey's a nice guy, and he wrote a nice book, 7 Habits of the High Performance, or whatever that book was. The clues are they play hardball, these guys. They make tough decisions. And I read from an article that was produced in the last few weeks from the Harvard Business Review, from their management school, about they have to make, you can't be a wimp and be a CEO. You got to make the tough calls. You got to do the hard things. You got to throw people out, which is now moving away from the political correctness that has been inundating the corporate world for, you know, the last 10 or 15 years. And so now they're swinging back the other way. And if you've been at this as long as I have, and I've been at this over 40 years, and arguably I've been a high-performance person in 6 different decades, you see it's cyclical. You go from the cannibalism of the 80s, you know, to the wishy-washiness of the early part of this century, to now I'm not saying we're going back to the cannibalism, but it's certainly getting tough now. The movie I haven't seen, which I want to see, is the new movie
Wolf of Wall Street.
Now, some people say that I'll be able to relate to that movie. I have no idea why, although I lived during those times, and that's when I was there. But I also hear from people that it gives the Wall Street guys a bad name. But those bucket shops, or those boiler rooms, as they used to be called, are a very insignificant fraction of the industry. And it's not the investment banking, it's not the Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan's and that kind of stuff. These are little teeny firms that exist, unfortunately, and play off the sentiments of old people, retired people, and they take their money, and it's a sad state of affairs. But I hear it's a good movie, and I hear DiCaprio is being mentioned for an Oscar or something, but that doesn't mean anything. You mention it, if Tana does a movie, then she's going to mention herself for an Oscar just so the rumor gets out. So just because he's been mentioned in the same sentence as an Oscar doesn't mean he's going to get one. We're going to have some more role playing today. And if anybody has any questions about anything that I've covered, please tweet me or don't do it on Facebook. I don't answer business questions on Facebook. Again, I want to just make it plain and clear. I do not answer questions, business questions on Facebook. So everybody understands. I appreciate the 20 or 25,000 people that I got there, and I appreciate the following and the nice comments and the nice commentary about how pretty my wife is, etc. That's great. But I don't, it's not a business platform for me. If you have any questions like that, do Twitter or LinkedIn. Or as I say, you can link fuck me. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tonight.